Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number two here on a Falcons Monday. Welcome back into the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Nick Kale in for Andy Bunker today alongside the big man Randy McMichael. Brian, Wendy, the whole gang is with you. Coming up, Randy, in just about 20 minutes, we're going to open up the phones. Falcons fans, your chance to let it rip at 404-741-0929.
No cussing.
Bring it.
But we feel you. Because right? Remember, the first week we did this, Nick, we had a specific question for them. We ain't got no question. Just tell us how you feel. That's the answer right there. We know that. But don't be cussing and don't be yelling at Brian when he answered the phone, because Brian didn't play yesterday. But I got a question for you, Nick, because now I didn't know you were Philly guy. I knew you worked in Nashville. I didn't know you were Philly. Yep. What the hell were the Eagles doing yesterday?
I think they're actually – they think they're a part of the Big Ten, and their season doesn't start for another month. So they've opted out of – they opted out of September.
I was like – well, I mean, I understand you don't want to give them good field position to kick a field goal, but you saw their kicker. He chokes anyways. He grabbed his calf muscle, so he choked anyway.
Yes, he did.
But I was like, I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, hold on. Are they playing for the tie instead of playing for the win?
Mm-hmm. Brutal, man. This was, I got to tell you, one of the most exhausting football weekends.
And the Phillies missed the playoffs too, so yeah, you all –
oh, yeah. I fit in perfectly in the city of Atlanta. I know what it's like to have heartbreak and failure. That comes standard from Philadelphia. There's no doubt about it. Right. All right, here's what we got coming up. So, Falcons fans, jump on now. Get your spot in line. We're going to get to your calls coming up in 20 minutes, 404-741-0929. And then at 1140, another installment of the Wendy Zone. Bam! But right now, let's get to the NFL No Huddle.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
All right, time for the NFL No Huddle, and hour number two, of course, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Let's start with the Falcons, Randy, and let's hear from apparently our head coach. I mean, there's 30 million Americans unemployed. Somehow Dan Quinn isn't one of them. Let's hear from DQ talking about passing and not running out the clock.
Going in, obviously, we're, planning on converting some of the ones that are short, especially the shorter ones. So when you don't have those, there's consequences for them. But we certainly, expect to connect on a screen or other plays that would use the clock.
I got to tell you, Randy, I just the strategy is befuddling to me. How do you not ride Todd Gurley, who had his best game of the season?
I don't know, man. And you're at a point where you don't want to hear it, because why did you do it then? That is my whole thing is like, why don't you utilize it? Why don't you? I mean, even if you don't give the tie, why, you were running the ball at almost 6 yards a clip when you were running it. So why not keep doing it when you're in a position where that's what the situation calls for? All you got to do is run the clock, or at least take time off the clock. But no, you give them the ball right back. And again, you said it perfectly. Nick Foles is horrible anywhere he goes. But when he get to come in and Foles you, that's when he's at his best. When he came in that game, you're just like, I'll be damned. Here comes Nick Foles. We about to get Foles. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And it's a shame, because you had ample opportunity to be 2-1 right now. 2-1. And the thing about it is, Nick, is that the game was in their hands both times to win it. And that's when they can't make the plays. They can't make winning plays when a winning play is required.
It's like they're almost destined not to have nice things. Like, this is why Falcons fans can't have nice things, because situationally, from a situational football standpoint, they're just brutal. Like, going into halftime yesterday, they had the opportunity to steal back-to-back possessions. They could have ended the first half with the ball and put up some points, and they would have gotten the ball to start the third quarter. It's just like every time they need to do the basic fundamental thing, they make it a grind.
Yeah. I mean, that is spot on. That is spot on, because you're like, okay, because the reason why I say you're spot on, because it seems like everybody does it today. You know, and that's the frustrating part about it. That's why I said the Falcons aren't. I'll tell you this: the Falcons are not worse than both of them teams in New York. Both of them teams in New York are just garbage personnel wise. But Falcons have the personnel. First of all, they're a damn mass unit. I just read that. I forgot Grady left the game. So even like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I completely forgot about that. But I mean, they have got to. Their winning players have got to make winning plays when it's required. That's the point of it all right there. That's why I was like, when you're down, I had screen grabbed something this morning, and I wanted to share it. It's about the final three possessions of what the Falcons did. Here it is right here. Okay, seven plays. This is them right here. The Falcons, the final five drives. Okay, for the Falcons, seven plays, missed field goal, three plays punt, four plays interception. That was it. Now this is the Bears. This is the Bears' fourth quarter drive. Nine plays, turnover on downs. Nine plays, touchdown. Three plays, touchdown. Five plays, touchdown. Four plays in the game. That's why when we talk about the tale of two halves, and he's talking about we got to learn how to close. No, eventually you are what you are, and this is what you are. You can't hold leads. You can't close. This is called you can't close. And until you show us that you can close, this is what we're gonna think of you. This is what the whole league gonna think about you, because you thought it was bad last week when everybody was showing that the onside kick. And I said this during the week. I said all weekend, they're going to show all that play over and over again. Again, what can Falcons can't do? They can't close. Well, the Falcons, a disastrous game again by the Falcons. Unable to close. Got to lead, but can't finish. That's the narrative again. So, obviously, when you get to a point like this, how the narrative becomes the truth. Show me you can, then. Until you can, we'll all be here, all of us that support the Falcons and the diehard Falcon fans, they'll sit here again. They get a lead in Green Bay in the third quarter. So, they'll probably blow it.
I got to tell you, though, and I know we'll do more on the game tomorrow with the Packers, and you and Andy will do it Wednesday through Friday. I'm not seeing much of a lead for the Falcons at Lambeau. I think this could be an ugly beatdown from Jump Street.
It might. That's the thing about it. It might. I just don't know
how you recover from this.
That's the thing about it is, like, I've never been in a situation where we lose games like this. We just lose games because we weren't good. But, I mean, just to lose games like this when it's in your grasp, because the one thing about it is, about this league, it's hard to win this league. But it's harder to lose games the way the Falcons lose games. That's why when you're talking about blowout, hell, I think a lot of people, I would rather you see you get blown out than to lose games the way you lost the past 2 weeks. But I'd rather just beat me down. Just beat me down. You know what I'm saying? Let some of the backups get in. Let's switch the game over to another game or something like that. But you sit there for 50 minutes and y'all are in control. For 59 minutes against Dallas, you're in control. You find a way. Unbelievable.
Let's continue with the No Huddle here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We know the Falcons have an inability to close, but one man who doesn't, because he beat Tom Brady on the biggest stage in sports, is Nick Foles. Let's hear from his head coach, Matt Nagy, on when he knew it was time to sit down Mitchell Trubisky.
I think really when I knew it was the interception there on third down. We were struggling on third down a lot. We weren't producing points in the red zone. And, I just think that sometimes there's a gut feeling as to when to do it. And that seemed like the right time.
So that was Bears coach Matt Nagy on when he knew it was time to bench Mitchell Trubisky and go to Nick Foles. And the audacity of Nick Foles. And God love him, because I'm a guy from Pennsylvania. He made my heart very happy a couple of years ago.
Right.
But my man had the audacity to come out with a tinted visor on.
It was he looked like a killer. He looked like he was going to go hit somebody, though. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I mean, this is just, though, one of those things where, like, I sit back and I watch Matt Ryan, and I vouch for the guy. I believe he's a Hall of Famer. And yet you lose to a guy like Nick Foles, who, I don't think I'm being disrespectful when I say it, he's been a journeyman except for the success he's had in Philadelphia. Yeah. And this was, oh, by the way, a 2-0 Bears team. And I know Trubisky, I think he's a bum. I'll be flat out brutally honest. I think Mitch is a bum. But they were 2-0 going into this game, and they still yanked their quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The funny thing is that you knew that the thing with Mitch was coming into the season, and I said this last week, don't let him win the football game. If he stays in the game, the Falcons are going to win that football game. That's how awful he – he's not awful. He's just not elite. And he has – you know, and he's one of the things where if – and they, of course, they're not going to name the starting quarterback and all that. But the thing with it is he'll never play for the Chicago Bears again if Nick Foles doesn't get hurt. I don't see Nick Foles – like losing this job back to Nick, because you see what Mitch is, and it's unfortunate for him. He was the same draft with Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, that's all it is. But the thing that baffles me the most about him was that how many of these damn experts and pundits had him rated ahead of Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. And you're like, what? What did he do at North Carolina that made you think that he was better than? Because I'll firmly admit, I did not know Patrick Mahomes was this good.
No, I don't think anybody did.
I don't think so. I knew how good Deshaun Watson was. But, you know, that's going to always be there hanging over the Bears' head because of the success those two guys are having. But, yeah, you got Foles. I mean, he does it. Be upset that you lost. Mm-hmm. But Foles was going to win that game. It was just one of the things where he comes in and does what he does.
All right, Falcons fans, we're going to hear from you in less than 15 minutes. Get on the phones right now to talk about your Falcons yesterday, 404-741-0929. We'll get to that in about 12 minutes after the NFL No Huddle, 404-741-0929. Sunday Night Football last night, Packers-Saints, heck of a football game. The Packers now 3-0. The Saints have lost back-to-back games. Let's hear from New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees on not going vertical down the field.
I don't care how far I have to throw the ball down the field. My job is to make good decisions. I'm not going to force it. If it's not there, check it down, put it in the hands of our playmakers, and let them do what they do.
I got to tell you, Randy, I think Drew Brees is starting. And he had a really good game, and he was without Michael Thomas. I do think his arm is starting to disintegrate before our eyes. But you know what? That's not a bad thing so much so, because you got a guy like Alvin Kamara out of the backfield. Nobody can tackle this dude in the open field.
He's unbelievable, man. I'm sitting there, I'm in the bed watching that last touchdown that he caught. I'm just like, this dude is unbelievable, because, you know, first of all, his balance and everything, body control is unbelievable. He's never rushed. Does it ever seem like he's rushed? He's patient. He finds a hole, and then he just spurts through it, man. I mean, the dude is special. And the thing with the whole Drew Brees thing is that the last few years, his completion percentage as far as yards per, it's never been as low as this, but they've never been like that. Drew's never had a big arm. Let's put it. I mean, Drew is all about timing and putting the ball where it needs to be. But I mean, he's absolutely correct. Why does he have to force it down the field? Because everybody keeps on telling him he needs to force it. I ain't telling Drew Brees how to play no damn quarterback, man. Walking into the damn Hall of Fame. So I ain't gonna tell Drew or try to give Drew no pointers on how to play football. The Saints' offense just doesn't look right. That's the thing about it. They still haven't got Emmanuel Sanders involved, of course, without Michael Thomas. Cookie ain't playing well this year. I mean, they just haven't had that flow that we're used to. I thought he played well last night. I thought Drew Brees was playing well last night. I thought Aaron Rodgers played better without his number one guy. And I mean, we keep on talking about Aaron and the draft of Jordan, whatever his name is. It is not even a factor that it's the other guys, these other receivers that are stepping up for Aaron, man. And Mercedes, you're my dude. You pushed off, bro.
I think Mercedes is now relegated to a blocking tight end role.
Yeah, but let's think about it. When you're a blocking tight end like I was at the end of my career, anytime that damn ball in the air, you're going to do whatever you can, because you don't know when you're going to catch another damn ball.
That's
great play by him.
Yeah, it's funny. You alluded to Patrick Mahomes and not expecting him to be as good as he is. Did anybody see this coming from Alvin Kamara? I mean, a guy who originally went to Alabama, then he transferred to Tennessee, and that nitwit Butch Jones didn't use him properly. I mean, Alvin Kamara, he's as smooth as Marcus Allen was back in the 80s.
That's a great comparison. That is a great comparison. I mean, he just, like I said, he glides. He's never rushed. He's hard as hell to tackle. You got to put your pads on him, and then make sure he's on the ground, man. But I remember when he came out, there were some people that had him as a late first-round pick. There were some people that had him like that, but I mean, what a find. He fits perfect what Sean Payton wants to do. I know we don't like Sean Payton here in Atlanta. Even if I didn't live in Atlanta, I wouldn't like Sean Payton, because he's got the most punchable face ever. But I mean, give credit where the dude is a straight up baller, man. He is.
Real quickly too, with Alvin Kamara, you talk about a $1 million smile. Have you seen
I was just thinking
like,
that.
I legitimately, if I had the money, I would ask wifey and be like, You think I could pull that look off? And she would probably slap me right in the face.
I'll say no for you, man. No. Stay away from the grill. Stay from the grill. This ain't. I was about to say, is Paul Wall, does he still have his grill shop? Remember Paul Wall?
Yep.
Has it down there in Houston, maybe.
All right, final one here on the NFL No Huddle. Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf. It was the late game in the 4 o'clock window. Seahawks, Cowboys. Here's what I believe is the front runner for MVP, hitting his receiver who got a chance to redeem himself.
Russell looks, sets, has time. Going to throw to the end zone. DK, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Seahawks beat the Dallas Cowboys. And Randy, I got to tell you, I was going nuts because Metcalf should have had another touchdown.
Oh, my.
But he waltzed in, and then all of a sudden, Trayvon Diggs popped it loose at the one.
Dude, let me tell you something. That'll never happen again to him. It amazes me that it still happens to people like that, man. But I mean, I was like, what the? Stuff like that. Just finish the run, all right? He redeemed himself or whatever, but they would have lost that game. That would have been the one play that everybody came to. But yeah, Russ is on a different level, man. Russ is just an amazing football player because that defense is awful. And I love me some Bobby Wagner. I think he's one of the top inside backers in all the ball. But that defense is horrible, and the thing with Dallas is that Dallas, I still say pay Dak, but Dallas can't win like that. I don't understand why they don't give Ezekiel the ball. Zeke had 14 carries yesterday. That's not enough carries for Ezekiel Elliott. That's not enough if they want to win. But I tell you what, Russ, he's running away with the MVP. I know everybody want to put Josh Allen in there. No, it's all about Russ. That dude, 14 touchdowns in three games, another five games. Like, they don't win that game yesterday without every single yard that Russell Wilson had yesterday. And then, Chris Carson getting hurt. Whoever that jive turkey that did that alligator roll with that man knee, they need to put him in the damn locker room, tape him to the goalpost, and everybody run by, kick him in the man parts.
I like the jive turkey reference by you. Yeah. A little Foxy Cleopatra Beyonce style.
Hey, man,
that was crap, man.
That's all right. Crap, what he did.
That'll do it for the NFL No Huddle. Falcons fans, it is your turn to react to yesterday's epic meltdown for the second straight week, I may add. 404-741-0929. Are you angry? Do you want people fired? Are you defeated? A combination of all three? Let's hear from you on the phones coming up next. 404-741-0929. Bring the fire. We're coming right to you. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Ah, yeah. Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The radio.com app. Nick Kale in for Andy Bunker for the next couple of days. All right, Randy. We've babbled for long enough. We've spewed our takes. Let's rock some calls. 404-741-0929. Falcons fans, your chance to sound off and vent on yesterday, last week, the state of the franchise. Let's get it going. 404-741-0929. And then we'll update you on our poll question of the day on Twitter as well. We started off, though, with Randy in Lithia Springs. Randy, you're first up. What up, Randy?
What's up, Randy? How you doing, man?
What's up, bro?
Thank y'all for letting me vent. I'm not gonna hop on Isaiah Oliver and how he keep getting bullied and dipped and flipped week in and week out. Just look like burnt toast. I want to talk about our quarterback. Okay.
Okay.
He Matt Ryan, you've been in the league too long to be doing the things you're doing, locking in on one receiver, or whether he's double or triple covered. Normally it's Julio. Yesterday it was Calvin Ridley. Deion said everybody ain't made for the moment. Everybody don't sit their testosterone in Matt Ryan. Like, that's why the name Michael Vick still resonates with Falcon fans. I'm seeing Tom Brady and Russell Wilson win with a lot less than he has. It's time for the front office to do what they need to do or they need to go to. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Randy.
Good call, Randy.
The thing with it, Nick, you know, before I moved here, I didn't realize the dynamic and everything, and I understand the whole Vic era and all that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Matt played like crap yesterday. I'm not afraid to say it, and he said, yeah, and he did say something that you should never say. You know, at least we didn't get blown. No. Now, are they going to move on anytime soon from Matt Ryan? No. I see the people with the tank for Trevor. They're not going to tank for Trevor Lawrence. I'm sorry, not going to happen. Matt Ryan's going to be the quarterback here. Just got a new contract. We know how the owner feels about him. And I don't look at Matt Ryan as the problem. He's part of it because he's on this damn football team. But no. I don't think they're losing these games because of Matt Ryan.
I mean, here's the thing. I said this to you in the NFL No Huddle. Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams. He balled out. Drew Brees didn't have Michael Thomas. He balled out.
Yep.
Matt Ryan was 7-for-8 to start the game, looking as good as ever. And then he went 12-for-30.
He fell off. He fell off the cliff. That's why I said Randy was absolutely correct about his assessment. But I just don't know if the Falcons are willing to move off from Matt Ryan. That's all I'm saying.
No, and I don't think they should. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. And he brought up Mike Vick. And I know we've had this conversation in the past. And look, I love Mike Vick. When he came to Philadelphia, I thought, man, this guy deserves a second chance. And he was phenomenal in his second opportunity. But can we not sit here and try to make the case that Mike Vick is the best? I mean, Mike Vick won a playoff game at Lambeau Field.
And that's what everybody hangs on to.
And Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl. I know it was a biblical collapse, but making the Super Bowl and being up 28-3 is a lot better than a wild card win at Lambeau Field. I'm sorry.
I agree with you, brother. But that's the thing, though, man. That is the thing.
Uh-oh. All right. 404-741-0929. Andrew in Fayetteville is up next. What up, Andrew?
Andrew.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I hate to harbor on the same old thing. I think the Falcons look pretty good in the past two games, but what would help them is if the offense would score a little bit more. And I noticed a pattern with Matt Ryan. I want y'all to think about this.
Okay.
Over the past couple of years, when the pressure is on, Matt Ryan is not aggressive enough to take care of the situation. We got out now. I mean, Russell Wilson and the Green Bay quarterback are just throwing the ball like, hey, man, I mean, they're really throwing the ball. And Matt Ryan's throwing like 5-yard and 10-yard passes. Somebody summed him up really good. A friend of mine, he said that Matt Ryan has good skills as long as he's throwing 20 to 30 yards and across the middle. But if he's under pressure or has to throw the ball any further than that, he can't do it. We need a quarterback that can do that. We need a quarterback that can move, can run, and can throw.
I appreciate it, Andrew.
Randy, I don't agree with your assessment,
Andrew. But I mean, Matt Ryan's got to play better. That's the thing about it. And if he can't play better, then they got to find somebody else. I just don't think that it's time to move on for Matt Ryan. That's my thing. I've always been that way because I've played with some ragged ass quarterbacks, and Matt Ryan ain't the issue. He's one of the issues because he didn't play well yesterday. But there's not a lot of people around the league that look at Matt Ryan as the problem that the Falcons have.
Let me ask you though: Do you think he lacks that it factor?
No, I don't think. See, that's the hard thing to say, because the it factor, we can talk about how good Russell Wilson and all this is. Russell went to Super Bowl. He only won one Super Bowl. Now, granted, that's more than what the Falcons have, but I mean, the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. These guys, they have that it factor. They have that swagger about them. They carry themselves completely different. But you know, Matt is a different quarterback because Matt needs stuff to go everything, not necessarily everything, but a lot of things go right around him. See, Aaron don't need that. Russell don't need that. You know what I'm saying? They can make plays like that. They can avoid the rush and get the ball down the field. But I think still when you look at Matt Ryan and how he's playing, still playing at a high level. That's the one thing about it. Yeah, he does have a lot of empty yards, especially that damn Seattle game, empty yards. But at the same time, I mean, you can only go out there and do what you can do. But I understand people's angst with the whole thing as far as Matt Ryan. But I'm telling you, yeah, your problem ain't Matt Ryan's not the reason this team is 0-3. I promise you that.
Yeah, I'm with you. 404-741-0929 is the number. Let's get to Ishmael in Kennesaw, who's up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Ish?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, so I got two things. I'm at the point where I just don't care about the Falcons. Like, I care about them. I want them to win, obviously.
Okay.
But I'm at the point where I'm not going to let it ruin my day. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to be over here saying, oh, they should have won, they should have did this, they should have did that. It is what it is. Because I'm expecting them to lose. That's what it's like being a fan right now.
Right.
And so I'm at the point where I just want them to clean house. GM, coaching staff, everybody. Another thing is I'm hearing everybody, the last few years especially, talking about Matt Ryan is the reason we're losing. He's not the reason we're losing. And people are going to notice that once he's gone, because they're going to miss him once he's gone. Like y'all are saying, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's one of the, I wouldn't say right now because he hasn't been playing as well as he should have been. But last few years, he's been a top 10 quarterback. And people are just going to miss him once he's gone.
I'm with you on that. You know, then you get people like, well, what about, well, okay, we know that what Russ does, what Deshaun Watson won. Deshaun's a hell of a football player, but the guys around him aren't playing well. And they're on 3-4 reason too. I don't think it's because of Deshaun, but Deshaun ain't playing his best either. You know, but he has no weapons. Matt Ryan has weapons. Matt Ryan has Julio Jones. Matt Ryan has Calvin Ridley. I don't understand. I'll be honest. I don't understand why they're not winning. I don't think Matt Ryan's a problem. I think he's part of the problem, but just like other 52 guys on that roster. But I mean, I'm not into that Matt Ryan, run Matt Ryan out of town thing. That's just not how where I look at it as, because like I would say I had one good quarterback, and that was Phillip Rivers. And right. Believe me, you know, when I didn't have a Phillip Rivers, you were like, damn, homie. Like you don't wake – the players in that locker room don't wake up on Sunday morning thinking that Matt Ryan's going to cost them a game.
You know, that's
I don't woke up Sunday morning. I don't woke up Sunday morning as much as I love game day. Damn, man, I don't know what the hell gonna happen today.
That's a good comparison, though. You bring up Phillip Rivers. Matt Ryan is the Phillip Rivers of the NFC.
And seems like it.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a knock. I mean, he's not Brady. He's not Rodgers or Breeze. But I mean, my God, he's not a stiff. He's not a scrub. He's not middle of the road. He's definitively a top 10 quarterback year in and year out.
I agree with that. But the thing about it is, but that said, nothing to show for it. Nothing to show for it. There's nothing to show for it.
Fair
point. They have all these weapons, but I'm not going to just put it on number two. I know he's a quarterback and he gets a lot of the blame and he gets more credit than he deserves. But at the same time, I'm not putting all this or this 0-3. I'm not putting it on two. Now, if you don't like two, you'll never ever like him. I've learned that since I've been working here at this station, Nick. I've learned that. Mm-hmm. If you don't like Matt, if you're not a Matt Ryan fan, you'll never be a Matt Ryan fan. And it's not necessarily because of Vic and all. You just will never be him because he don't run it. He's not flashy. He don't do all those things. He just make plays.
All right, Falcons fans, it is a Falcons Monday brought to you by Comcast right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will come back and we'll get some more of your calls in the final hour of the show. 120, we'll get back to the phones. The Twitter poll right now, 65% says fire everybody, 17% says WTF, 14% says looking forward to Saturdays, and 4% says hang in there and fight. All right, we'll come back. The Wendy Zone is on the way. We've got new college football turnover props, and Ole Miss debuted the most Lane Kiffin prop of all, plus a scary situation for Joe Montana over the weekend. It's the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Nick in for Andy. We're back after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Game.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold. A lady.
I'm a lady.
Everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Yes, the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Great to have you guys in today. The radio.com app, Falcons Monday. Brought to you by Comcast. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity X5. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Wendy! Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Randy. Nick, good to talk to you for the first time.
Hey, Wendy.
Glad to have you filling in. What's going on, Randy? How are you feeling?
I'm good.
You didn't sound too convincing there. You sure you're good?
I'm good, man. I mean, it was just a rough week. My dogs won, so I'm fine with that. And Tech lost, so I'm even better with that. But, yeah, these damn Falcons, man. And you know what? I'm going to call them like my mom and them call them. These damn Falcons. What you got? You got, Wendy?
Yesterday was a rough one. Hey, Randy, the Gators won on Saturday. I don't know if you watched the game or not, but it looks like we finally have a real quarterback.
I did watch the game. I watched pretty much the whole game because it was the only thing that was on that was interesting at noon. Wendy?
It was a great Saturday. Yesterday was one to be forgotten. But, guys, if you really want to get over yesterday and the Falcons lost, today is National Drink Beer Day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Drink all the beer that you want, and things are gonna be better.
You know, I got to ask you, Randy, do you have a go-to beer selection? Because I'm kind of a guy that prefers the harder stuff. But when I do go beer, I kind of bounce around. Do you have a go-to?
I'm a bounce arounder, but usually because I'm on the keto, I try to keep my calories down. So I'll drink Mick Ultra and Miller Lite. But when I'm like going for it, Pop me out some Ronas and stuff like that. I don't drink them PAIs, whatever the hell that stuff is that Andy and Brian and them be drinking them. I don't drink stuff like that. You know, I'm a man's man. I like brewed beer. I like my stuff brown, not with flavor in it. Even though the nice people over at Tucker and everybody, they're beautiful, wonderful people. And I think they found me a beer that I could drink. But yeah, man, I mean, but it's national beer. So it's a good Monday night. So probably around 12:30, I'll crack me a couple open and we'll go until I go to bed tonight sometime.
I got you. You know, I got it. You know, I've been doing these shows in different capacities since February. Can I complain when we're talking about beer? That I have yet to receive a single can of Hey Man Ale. Like, is it too much for a brother to get a Hey Man? I mean, I know I'm low on the totem pole, but I mean, throw a brother a beer.
Here's the thing.
They made Brad Guzan wait.
Yeah, they made Brad Guzan wait, exactly. And Mike and Carl, they ain't going to give you no beer. Like, I ain't going to buy it. You know, that's what I ain't think. No, y'all, we co-workers, I should be able to get a free six-pack from y'all. But it's a great beer, though. It really is good. But, yeah, I mean, you know, National Beer Day, cool. I'm a beer drinker, so, you know, every day is National Beer Day to me.
Nick, do you drink Truly's or White Claws or any of that?
You know, what's funny is I've actually had a White Claw before, and as a guy who will completely knock the hard seltzer industry, I got to tell you, the Black Cherry White Claw, I'm not going to lie, man, I can knock back a few of those. They're a bit refreshing.
Man, what the hell ever, dude?
Hey, bro, I got no shame in my game. If it tastes good and you achieve the end result you're striving for, go for it.
And Nick, I'm not judging you. I will never. I say I never judge you. I've evolved into this new man of acceptance of what other people like. You don't have to like what Randy likes, but the thing about it is Randy gonna talk bad about you if you do. So Truly's. All right, man. You know what? I'm gonna leave it alone, man.
Go ahead. Give it to us. What do you got?
I mean, because Brian over there co-signing. See, there you go. Like, all y'all co-signing on this thing, man. I don't have a problem with a man or anybody who likes Truly. Y'all cool. But don't make it seem like it's just the joint like that, man. It ain't.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with going from, like, I'll go from a Woodford Reserve Kentucky Bourbon to a Tito's Vodka to a Michelob Ultra to a White Claw. If it tastes good and I can achieve the desired end result that I'm trying to get to, whether that's a buzz, a little tipsy, or completely sloshed, so be it, man.
That's fine. Hey, no judgment. No judgment over here, Wendy. Wendy, did you have White Claws this weekend?
I did have White Claws. I had Truly's over the weekend. Truly's, I had some vodka. I had a lot of things over the weekend because it was college football Saturday, like when college football really started because the SEC was playing. And over the weekend, guys, we have new turnover props. You know, Miami just debuted a new turnover chain for 2020. You have FSU saying they're not using props this year because they said, quote, we don't need props. Charlotte just 2 weeks ago unretired the turnover trash can that was made famous by Tennessee. And then, of course, you have Ole Miss. Now, you guys are aware of college football scandals over the past, you know, decade or so about players sort of being paid under the table. Well, one of the programs that has had multiple issues with players getting paid and sanctions being handed down has been Ole Miss. But on Saturday, during their first game under new head coach Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss players debuted their own celebratory prop that couldn't be more perfect, and it was a money bag.
When I saw that, I was like, "What in the hell is this? I'm like, y'all are just reaching now, man. I mean." Y'all know the kids will still come to y'all school if y'all don't have this trash. It's like I don't get it. When I saw that money bag, Nick, I was like, "What the hell is that?"
But dude, this is the perfect troll job by Lane Kiffin, because Lane Kiffin gets it. Lane will troll people on Twitter. He'll troll Feinbaum. He'll troll other coaches, and now he's going with the money bag. He's got no shame to his game. I love it. I would say the greatest prop of all time, though, for me, is the World Championship Wrestling Belt. I grew up a wrestling fan as a kid, so when you get a turnover and you put that world title on your shoulder, that just looks first class.
Oh yeah, it looks pretty cool, man. But I'm just like, they really trying to reach for stuff. But hey, Wendy, I just saw something. You remember last week when Brian was being a perv and was talking about Tyler Hero's girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, how about this? You know, she was Kyle Kuzma's ex, so her dudes are playing against each other in the damn NBA finals. How about that?
And she was there, and she was there. She's in the bubble.
Damn.
She's inside the bubble because she was at the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. So there's a picture of them two on the court.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Well, some scary news, guys, over the weekend. Someone tried to kidnap one of Joe Montana's grandchildren from his home. So, yes, at around 5 p.m. on Saturday, a 39-year-old woman walked right into the house that Joe and his wife Jennifer were staying in, and they picked the baby up out of a playpen. Joe and Jennifer saw the woman, tried to reason with her, de-escalate the situation. That didn't work, so a scuffle ensued. Jennifer was able to take the baby back. The woman took off. There was cops right outside, thankfully, on the block, able to catch her. Joe tweeted after the incident saying, thank you to everyone who has reached out. Scary situation, but thankful that everybody is doing well. But yeah, scary time.
That's scary as hell. Let me tell you something, man, by Angie McMichael. She loved me and my sister. She sure do. She loves her death. But you better not mess with her grandbabies. And I wish that you better not mess with Angel's grandbabies. Now, she loved me and my sister unconditionally. But them damn grandbabies, you touch one of her grandbabies. It's going to be a problem. Ain't going to be no reasoning with nothing. Somebody going to get bust upside the head with a pole or something. Don't be touching my mama grandbabies. But good for them. I'm glad that sounds scary as hell. Woman just grab your grandbaby? Yeah, please. She would have been busted the damn white meat.
I got to tell you, Randy, if I'm Joe Montana and that's happening, I'm throwing on my Skechers and I'm sticking my size 12 up that guy's back end.
Hey, man, it's going to be some problems. Trying to take somebody's grandbaby. That baby ain't done nothing. I'm taking somebody's children. Damn sicko. Thanks, Wendy.
You got it, Randy. Got it, Nick.
There it is. The Wendy Zone right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Monday, of course, brought to you by Comcast. All right, Randy McMichael, when we come back, we'll kick off the second half of the show with the big clip of the day, and we'll certainly roll back into a lot of Falcons discussion. 26-10 after three quarters, 20 unanswered, and here we are, another manic Monday, talking about the Falcons 0-3. We're back after this. Hour 3 coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And if you missed the first 2 hours, hit up that radio.com rewind function.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.